His Excellency Minister of Environment, Water and Agriculture of Saudi Arabia, Dr. Al Fadli, Her Excellency Lemina Moma, Minister for Agriculture of Mauritania, His Excellency Faizi Kassawi, Director General of Public Authority of Fish Affairs of Kuwait, that unfortunately he had a health problem yesterday night and cannot be present here. Mr. Cosimo La Sirignola, Secretary General of the International Center for Advanced Mediterranean Studies, CIEHAN. Representatives from civil society, from farmers organization, private sector, research institutions and academia. Distinguished guests, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I want to, first of all, to welcome you all to FAO. It's an honor to open this high-level meeting, which is the culmination of the three-day event on the Red Palm with your management. I thank particularly the Center of Advanced Mediterranean Agronomic Studies for co-organizing this meeting. And I would like to thank personally Cosimo for the full support he is giving to the partnership with FAO. I also want to thank all of you for accepting the invitation to be here. The Red Palm with you has become a global treat and demands a global strategy to eradicate it. This is the fundamental reason for hosting this event here at FAO headquarters. And I wanted to tell you that this idea came from Minister Al Fadli when we met more or less a year ago to convey a common action how to deal with this pest to eradicate it. I'm very pleased to see many countries represented here in this meeting. In particular, I would like to welcome all the delegates from the Near East and North Africa countries. Red palm weevil is a terrible and destructive pest that was first detected in South Asia and has spread very rapidly across the Arabian Peninsula, reached North Africa, even parts of Europe, as well as Central America, and including the Caribbean minister. It has attacked more than 40 palm species worldwide. But the region most affected is the Near East and North Africa, where particular date palm is a symbol of their life, culture, and also their civilization. There, date palm has a long history of sustaining rural communities in hot and infertile areas. It has also significant source of income from local community. The Near East and North African region, which we call in FAO the NENA region, accounts for about 90% of the global date production. So the spread of the red palm weevil has serious impact in the production of this sector and on the livelihood of farmers, which are consequence on food security. We must act and act together in a decisive manner to face and defeat this pest. Ladies and gentlemen, this event has been convened in order to raise awareness, develop containing strategies, and set up regional and global collaboration. It builds on several projects that FAO and partners have already been implemented to tackle the red palm with you. The scientific consultation held over the last 2 days has brought together various stakeholders, including national authorities, international experts, farmers, private sector, and non-governmental institutions. Countries have had the opportunity to present their experience and share their success stories in fighting the pest. The message coming from this scientific consultation is a very positive one. It is that red palm weevil can be controlled and defeated. We have concrete example of this. In the Canary Island, a strong program that was presented here with adequate resources, systematic planning, good coordination and involvement of the stakeholders led to the control and eradication of the red palm weevil. In Mauritania, as you are going to hear from the minister, a swift reaction by national authorities involving farmers and local communities led to a rapid containment of the pest. And it is a great relief to know that there has been no outbreak in the last 6 months in Mauritania. So the pests can hopefully be considered eradicated. Both experience, Canary and Mauritania, show the way to defeat the pest. We need, for example, let me only say a few, enforce phytosanitary measures, continuous inspection and monitoring, control protocols, and involvement of all stakeholders, particularly farmers. Farmers is the key to solve this and to win this war. Private sector also has an important role to play. And I'm happy to see that many of representatives of the private sector attend our invitation to be here, especially those coming from technological companies. We need to improve our technological approach in this combat. But above all measures, we need a strong political determination and commitment to eradicate the red palm weevil once and for all. Excellences, the scientific segment of this meeting has also produced a well-defined strategic framework for the management and containment of the red palm weevil. These include recommendations that rest on country, regional, and global levels. FAO and the Near East and North African countries have a positive experience in implementing a successful collaborative program to find pests in the region. The Desert Locust Commission, for example, is a good example of this combat. It has been ongoing for more or less 50 years already. And regarding to other pests, FAO is already helping member countries on the Union of Maghreb countries, for example, in harmonizing their regulations and protocols. So, the purpose of this high-level meeting is to agree on the proposed strategic framework to tackle red palm weevil. I'm looking forward to see your endorsement as well as to members' contributions to fund this initiative. FAO is committed to supporting its implementation. Through political commitment, collective action, and solidarity, we can eradicate red palm weevil once and for all. Let's make our meeting today a turning point in the fight against this pest and in the protection of the Palm date. Thank you for your attention.